This is URN Sport.
2 minutes until tip-off here, Joe, and it is really beginning to fill up.
Yeah, the crowd really, really filling up here at the Motorpoint Arena. The anticipation building ahead of this massive clash in the Nottingham Varsity Series. Who will come out on top in this one? Such a close contest last year and in previous years. Who's your prediction for tonight, James? Of course, you'll be rooting for the University of Nottingham. Do you think that they can pull off a victory?
You know, I was so crushed when we lost last year. I don't want to tempt fate, but I do think we can do it. And you know what? For the first time, I think I can say we probably have the stronger crowd tonight. I think the green and gold are out in more numbers than the pink.
At the start as well, Nottingham University looks as if they're playing with three out-and-out guards in their team. No small forward, really. Nottingham Trent win the tip-off, and they immediately score 2 points.
Fantastic. Told you Ballantyne was good. That was a great tip. As I said, these guys have never played in this kind of arena before. It's nerves. You want to do well for your team. You want to do well for yourself. You want to make a difference.
Mark Austin, University of Nottingham, drives to the paint. Unfortunately, his shot is blocked by Nottingham Trent University.
Okay,
and
maybe
they
not.
Do manage to score on a breakaway. Casemiro with an easy layup. Looks to draw the contact. Unfortunately, it is only going to be 2 points for Nottingham Trent University. Ball is eventually played out to Vaca. Vaca looking for an open man. He decides to go himself. Nice little floated shot there from Vaca, number 7 for University of Nottingham. Trent have absolutely no answer to him or Marcos so far in this first period of play. Trent University again come away with possession, but Zapata's there with his quick hands. Passes the ball forward to Smith. Smith with an easy layup there on the breakaway. Zapata with his quick hands. He may have had a hip replacement, but those hands are sure in fine form. And again, Trent lose possession. Smith comes away with the ball, but unfortunately the ball pokes away loose off of a URN player.
Yeah, that was a really strange defence by Trent there. They had three Trent players fighting each other for the ball. There wasn't a Uni player to be seen, and yet Uni came away with the ball because they were too busy arguing with each other. But there we go. It's all about knowing where your teammates are, I guess.
University of Nottingham with Smith now on a breakaway. 3 seconds, 2-1, takes a shot. And he at the buzzer, Max Zambo, the Austrian international. Absolutely sensational first period here in Varsity Basketball 2017. Score is University of Nottingham 22, Trent 15. But that's given straight back to Casemiro. Daly chasing him down. Casemiro, easy as you like.
Fabulous
sinks
take
that layup.
The defence all over him. And looked a little too long celebrating and lost his man on the defensive end, but another turnover by Smith.
Up and down called by the officials there.
No, this that's not right, Uni, off just yet. This game's certainly not over.
Wilson
by any
with
stretch
the three-point
of the imagination.
Shot. Thankfully there, Linney manages to pick up the rebound from Wilson's missed three-point attempt. Wilson with the quick hands gets a steal. Unfortunately, he steps out of play. Linney there with, I think, the first points on the board for your University of Nottingham in quite some time.
Oh,
I think
it certainly
in the last
feels
four
like
five
it.
Minutes.
Yeah, and you know, really important there because the run was very much going in Trent's favour. You know, they were dominating every aspect of the game, of the court.
Trent had possession, and now it is only a 1 point game. Of course, really getting themselves back into this one. Coming up to about 5 minutes played here in the second quarter. They have possession now on the far side, in the form of Nkuzins. Nkuzins plays it back to Jack Doma. Jack Doma on this near side gives the ball to Casemiro, who drives to the basket. Fantastic layup there.
Great take.
And Trent take the lead. 25-24. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Just over a minute left here in this first half of play between these two sides. Scores are all square at 31 apiece. Trent have possession now. Mayfield goes for the shot and he nails it.
Oh, wow.
3 point play attempt. He nails that shot, draws the contact, and he will go to the line to try and make it a 3 point play. Played out now to James. James drives to the basket. Fortunately for University of Nottingham, they come away with possession, looking to get the last points in the first half. Daly with the and one. Fantastic play there from number 14 for University of Nottingham, Daly. back up now to 36. That is what the score is. 36-33 to the University of Nottingham. Trent not really managing their time well there, going for a bit of an early drive to the basket and failing to do so. And University of Nottingham now with a chance to take a 4-point lead and of the Trent player, Casemiro, and the buzzer has now gone for half-time. University of Nottingham go into the half, 4 points up on their Trent counterparts. The score is 37-33. Stewart finds Casemiro on the far side in the corner, and he once again nails a 3-point shot for NTU, restoring the lead back to 6 points now. University of Nottingham with putting on their
baseline. Massive travel there by Trent that was missed by the referees. Goodness me. Ballantyne took at least 4 steps before passing the... Wow.
Your man, Tom Ballantyne, manages to get possession just outside of the University of Nottingham 3-point line and manages to sink a vital 3 points as we come to the end of the third quarter. It's not Friday the 14th, but it certainly is Ballantyne's day today. Nottingham Trent currently lead by 9 points, 56-47. James has the ball stripped away from him by Vaca. Vaca, again, Mark plays it back to Marcos. Marcos driving to the basket, and he sinks that beautiful layup there. Marcos reduces the deficit now to just 7 points, and it looks as if Trent have called a timeout. Coach Martin will be very happy with what his side have produced so far in the early opening stages of this fourth quarter. Fourth travel given against them in this game.
It's a shame we've not got the stats here, because the amount of turnovers the University of Nottingham... Oh, wow!
Fortunately, goodness for the University of Nottingham, that was a poor, poor ball thrown in on the far side from James for NTU, and Daly was able to strip the pass away and get inside and score an easy 2-point. Manages to drive it home himself and almost instantly respond there for Nottingham Trent University. 61-57 to Trent now, with Vaca in possession on the far side. Plays it back to Chiboda at just outside the 3-point zone. Plays it to his right to Daly. Daly driving down the baseline. Fantastic, fantastic layup there from number 14, Daly. Trent now trying to launch a counterattack of their own. It's with Mayfield. Pass it to Stewart. Ballantyne. Unfortunately, he can't get that one to fall. Vaca now in possession for the University of Nottingham. It's a 2-point game, as we're almost halfway through this final quarter of play here. It's with Mayfield. Pass it to Stewart. Ballantyne. Unfortunately, he can't get that one to fall. Vaca now in possession for the University of Nottingham. It's a 2-point game, as we're almost halfway through this final quarter of play here. Vaca still on the ball. Passes it out to Daly on this near side. Looks to cut inside. Pops the ball out to Linney. Vaca with a 3-point attempt. And he nails it! Vaca! Eduardo Vaca! What a shot! The momentum swing is real. University of Nottingham take the lead for the first time in a long time here at the Motorpoint Arena. 62-61. Absolutely fantastic plays there from the University of Nottingham. Something that you would have thought that Coach Martin would have said, you know, we've got to keep an eye out for our travels, and unfortunately they haven't been able to do so. James is now open for NTU on his near side. And Zukins with a 3-point
shot.
Doesn't get it. Stewart now plays it inside to Ballantyne with the layup. Trent now restoring a 3-point advantage over the University of Nottingham. Daly, however, on his near side, finds the ball through to Linney.
What a pass.
A fantastic.
What an incredible pass through the two sets of legs of Trent players. Absolutely, I mean, dangerous pass to make, but what an incredible pass.
A fantastic 1-2 counterpunch there from the University of Nottingham. However,
two offensive rebounds in a row for the same guy.
James manages to get an offensive rebound there for Trent University, and manages to get a putback. Daly on his near side goes for a three. That one is long. That's an air ball from Daly. Quick hands there. And again, Linney with the interception. Trent struggling now. Plays it to Marcos with another layup. 1-point game. As quick as you like, the game is turned on its head. 1 point now, 69-68 to Trent. As in Nkuzun's drives to the basket, gets the contact from Zapata. He will now go to the free throw line. Things are very much hotting up here. Fantastic couple of plays there.
I'm sorry, but it's 6'9".
you have a basket to give yourself to bring yourselves back into varsity, and you lay it up. Come on, a dunk there, and you win this game.
It was clear.
It's as simple as that. You dunk that ball, Uni wins this game. That is a huge momentous swing, and with everything asking to, I don't know whether his leg seized up or something, he just didn't seem to get off the ground. But yeah, that could have been a real game changer if he'd finished that properly. Open. Don't worry about anything else. You just set screen after screen after screen to get that guy open for a shot. And as soon as that shot's up, you go and get that rebound. Nothing else matters in life at this precise moment than getting that guy screened and open and getting that rebound.
Of course, NTU in foul trouble as well. So University of Nottingham know that they need to be crashing the board. Like you say, they need to be going up for every loose ball, drawing the foul from Trent.
Now what Trent need to do here, they've got the inbound in the second half. They need to get Ballantyne on the ball for the free throws, because they will be fouling straight away.
Ball is played.
Well, they're trying to, but the ref's not calling it.
Zapata there with the intentional foul on.
Well, Stewart just practiced a free throw and got it in, so let's see if his actual ones are as good.
This to make it a 9-point game. Trent currently 77-70, 28.4 seconds left in the final quarter. He does sink his first free throw. You'd like to think, I know 28.4 seconds is still quite a long time. 9 points is quite a drastic lead. Like you say, they need to get the open man outside the 3-point line. They've luckily come away with possession there. Zapata plays it forward to Daly. Daly inside to Linney. Linney's looking for a 2-point layup. Unfortunately, he can't get it, and Trent come away with possession. Foul there by Linney on Scott, and Scott will now go to the line. 10 points in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Perhaps a bit unassailable now, I feel, with Scott.
I'm even worried that my 5-point recommendation might go amiss. And the Hoods guys before the game said it would be a 10-point Trent win, and I'd hate for them to be right, because I'll never live it down.
If a win, Zapata knows it's over. Zapata holds the ball. It's all over here at the Motorpoint Arena. Trent University have won Varsity Basketball 2017 here at the Motorpoint Arena. Final score, Trent 80, University of Nottingham 70. Back to you, James and Joe, in the studio.
Thank you, guys. Now, you might not be able to hear this over the Trent shouts, but this is me ripping up the script. The script that said that the University of Nottingham would come back. The script that said that the University of Nottingham would win it back in basketball. They haven't. They had the chance. They were ahead, and they blew it, Joe.
They've blown it, James, and what a finish there for the opposition. 80-70 it finishes at the Motorpoint Arena. You've got to give credit to Trent in the latter stages of that match. They took their chances. Their offense play was excellent, but the University of Nottingham continually left themselves exposed defensively, and that's what cost them, as well as a failure to convert vital shots. It's a real shame, because we were advantageous and in the lead for many proportions of that game, but unfortunately just came up short.
Well, we've got immediate reaction now, I think, courtside from Jack Wrigglesford.
Hi, we are joined with Eduardo Vaca. Eduardo, really great performance by yourself, but disappointing result in the end.
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing at this moment, but I mean, the other team played great. We did, we gave them whatever we had, basically. My performance doesn't matter too much when, at the end of the day, we lose. But I mean, it's really great to be here with this crowd. So, I mean, it's a great experience.
How disappointing was it to get so close to being in the lead again, and then it slowly slipping away?
Yeah, I know. I think a lot has been influenced by the fact that Mark Zambo and Eric Viganski, they were both out for the second half. So it has been really difficult for us without them. We tried to make it, but, you know, the other players really played well. I mean, the other team was great. So at the end of the day, when they play better than us, you can do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you entertained the fans anyway, and it was a great game. So thanks for you, and thank you for the team contribution.
This is URN Sport.